everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, let's begin the countdown. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7. Wait, hold on. We don't really need an actual countdown. Well, in today's lesson, we are talking about writing college essays. That is, essays to get into college. Perhaps you aren't ready to apply for college yet, but someday you will be. And then you'll be writing one of those college entrance essays. Well, today's lesson is called Countdown to College, 10 Tips for Writing a College Essay. And the question I have for you is, how can you identify an essay that doesn't work? How can you identify an essay that doesn't work? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's go find out. Come with me.
Countdown to College. 10 tips for writing a college essay. Make your essay one that everyone wants to read. It's easy to identify essays that don't work, ones that are not original, ones that are boring, ones that are predictable. It's much harder to help students identify the right topic for them, i.e., one that will allow them to express their thoughts and opinions. So, how do you begin to write a successful college essay? 1. Spend some quality time with the essay prompts. They are intentionally broad and can easily be interpreted in a variety of ways.
嗨 everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 predictable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 predict 预计或预料这个动词，所以 predictable 就是只可以预料的，在这里延伸为墨守成规的或者是毫无新意的。例如 ,the detective novel has a predictable ending which makes it so boring to read. 这个侦探小说的结局让人一下都猜得出来，读起来索然无味。它的反义词是自首加上 un 变成 unpredictable。例如 ,no one can stand George's unpredictable temperament. 没有人受得了 George 阴晴不定的情绪。接下来我们看 prompt 这个名词。prompt 在这里是指提示或提纲。例如 Patricia always puts her speech prompts on post-it notes and sticks them onto the podium. Patricia 总是把演讲的提纲写在便利贴上然后粘在讲台上。prompt 也指题目。例如 ,these writing prompts for our English class are fun and interesting. 我们英文课出的写作题目既好玩又有趣。prompt 也可以当动词，意思是引起或导致。例如 ,the governor's comment prompted serious controversies. 州长的发言引起了严重的争论。
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I beat you.
That was a very fast countdown. Well, I guess it's time to start the lesson then.
Exactly. That was our countdown to this first teaching segment. Rebecca, what is a countdown?
I'm so glad you asked because I really wanted to talk about this word countdown. Now, a countdown is a short period of time that leads to an important event. For example...This brings me back to the days when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I was getting ready to graduate from college, and then there was a countdown.
Oh, a countdown to...
Graduation!
Oh, to graduation, yes.
Oh, yes.
This reminds me of New Year's Eve, especially in a big city like New York City or Taipei, right? When there are fireworks that are going to go off. Or in New York, the ball drops right at midnight, and people are waiting, and they start to count downAround a minute, but especially around 10 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, that is the final countdown before midnight.
So that is the final countdown. But sometimes we use the word countdown when we're talking about a very important event that's coming up, like graduation. So maybe 3 weeks before graduation, we might say, oh, I'm starting the countdown. I'm going to be graduating soon.
That's right. And the idea there is not that you're counting every second. No, but it's that there are a lot of things that you need to do within those 3 weeks. So it is that countdown towards graduation. Okay, so we're learning about countdown to college. That is before you even get to college or university. 10 tips for writing a college essay. And just so you know, this college essay we're talking about is the college application or entrance essay. It's not any old essay that you might write during college in a college class.
That's right. And our lesson says it's easy to identify essays that don't work. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about the phrase to identify something. If you are able to identify something, this just means that you can recognize something or someone easily.
That's right. Now, this makes me think of something a little bit scary or sad. Sometimes when someone dies or a lot of people die, people try to identify the bodies to find out who they are. But to use this word in a more positive way, perhaps you could say, I wasn't sure where he was from until I heard his accent, and then I identified him as British.
Ah, that's right. So you can identify someone's accent. Great examples, Gabe. But of course, right now we're talking about identifying essays that don't work. And those are ones that are not original, ones that are boring, ones that are predictable. Yes, who likes to read an essay that's predictable?
That's right. That is, when you're reading the essay, you can kind of know what's going to happen next. You know what the person is going to write next. It's not interesting if it's predictable. We read on, it's much harder to help students identify the right topic for them, i.e., or for example, one that will allow them to express their thoughts and opinions.
And here we see a question. So, how do you begin to write a successful college essay? And we read the first tip. Spend some quality time with the essay prompts. So what is an essay prompt?
Well, right, that is the question. Okay, the prompt, that's the question that you're supposed to think about. So you're supposed to spend some time with this, okay, quality time. That means you're spending a lot of time thinking about it, what angle you want to take, right? We read on, they are intentionally broad, the prompts are broad, and can easily be interpreted in a variety of ways. But what does that word broad mean here?
And if something is broad, that just means that it's very general. It includes a wide range of different things.
That's right. So, for example, it could be a broad topic. That means it could address a lot of different things. The opposite of this might be narrow or limited, right? But a lot of these college essay prompts are very broad, and so you can approach it in a lot of different ways.
That's right. So it's very important that you do spend some quality time thinking about what you want to say.
Well, I have a good idea for a possible prompt. How's this question? What have you learned from your favorite actor or actress? That's a good prompt, right?
Oh, that's a great prompt.
Yeah. And speaking of actors and actresses, we have something to learn from them in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Carolyn, you like acting, don't you?
I do, Ken, both on the stage and for television. Why do you ask?
Well, what term do you prefer, actor or actress?
That is a good question. I think of myself as an actress, that is, a female performer. In English, we sometimes have a female suffix for some titles.
Right. For example, emperor and empress, steward and stewardess, or waiter and waitress.
Most of these titles are considered dated and have fallen out of use. For example, the gender-neutral server has largely replaced waiter and waitress.
However, actor and actress have remained in use to this day. Some female performers, like Carolyn, feel the term actress separates them from male actors in a positive way.
And actress is still used in major acting awards given to female recipients. For example, she won an Oscar for Best Actress.
Of course, there are female performers who feel the term actress diminishes them somehow and consider the word sexist. This has led to the emergence of the gender-neutral usage of actor, especially when referring to male and female performers collectively.
So there is really no consensus at this point, but as a rule of thumb, use actor for both male and female performers. Use actress when indicating an award for a female performer.
在以往 actor 只局限于男性的演员，女演员是 actress。但是在两性平等的21世纪，越来越多人也将女演员称为 actor。就像以往的空中小姐 stewardess， 后来就被性别中立的 flight attendant。空服员所取代，但有别于 stewardess， actress 这个字其实还是被广泛的使用，尤其在一些表演的奖项，像奥斯卡金像奖最佳女主角女配角都还是用 actress。 况且有不少的女性演员自己也主张使用 actress， 因为他们就是要刻意的强调他们和男性的不同。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, it's almost time to start preparing those college essays. Before you know it,you're going to be applying for college, and you're going to have to write a college entrance essay. So, how do you write that type of essay? Well, in today's lesson, you are learning some tips. We already learned one tip, spend time with the prompt. Well, we have a couple more tips to learn right now, so let's continue with our lesson.
Countdown to college. 10 tips for writing a college essay. 2. Write honestly. The essay is the place where colleges look for insights into who you really are. Write something that nobody else could write. Try to connect with the reader. That doesn't mean write a safe essay.But it does mean that you should be open, be likable, and above all, be yourself. 3. Write about something that is important to you. It will be a much easier essay to write if you care about your topic. 4. Think of the essay as a three-dimensional photo of who you are. Highlighting one event, activity, or relationshipallows you to share your passion.
OK, 继续我们看 three-dimensional 这个形容词。Dimension 是指数学的次元度或者是维，所以 three-dimensional 就是指三度的、三维的或者是立体的。例如 the shadow around the vase in the painting makes it look three-dimensional. 这幅画中花瓶周围的阴影让它看起来具有立体感。或者是 the movie gives you a three-dimensional description of the Civil War. 这部电影让观众能够用立体的视角来看内战。最后我们看的是 highlight 这个动词。Highlight 是指强调或使引起注意。例如 the break-in highlights the need to improve the security system.这个入室窃盗案让大家注意到改善安全系统的必要性。Highlight 也指使突出或使明显。例如 ,the outline of the report was highlighted in bold letters. 这篇报告的大纲有用粗体字来标明。 Highlight 也可以当名词，例如 highlights of the game 是指比赛的精彩片段。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so the next tip is write honestly. The essay is the place where colleges look for insights into who you really are. Write something that nobody else could write.
And what else do we read? Try to connect with the reader.Now, before we move on, what does it mean to connect with somebody or something?
Well, if you connect with somebody or something, this just means that you feel close to someone, or you have a good relationship with them, or you say things that the reader can also relate to and understand.
And a good speaker will also try to connect well with his or her audience, right? Rebecca, have you heard of a speaker named Francis Chan?
Oh, you bet I have.
Yeah, he used to come to my university often. He was our favorite speaker because he really connected with us. He knew how to connect with us and share things that we could relate to.
So maybe as a speaker, he could connect well with people. Mm-hmm. I've read his books, and he also connects well with people in his books.
Exactly. So friends, now you know how to use this phrase. Do you know how to connect well with other people? It's important if you're writing a college essay. Now we read on here, that doesn't mean write a safe essay. But it does mean that you should be open, be likable, and above all, be yourself.
And I really like that phrase, above all. This just means most importantly. So maybe you listed several different things that were important, but then there's one that you think is the most important. You could use the phrase, above all.
For example, we're looking for a house. We want it to be cheap. We want it to be in a convenient location. You know, there are a lot of different things that we're considering, but above all, we're looking for a convenient location.
Ooh, that's very important. Okay, well, tip number three. Write about something that is important to you. It will be much easier, or it will be a much easier essay to write if you care about your topic. Have you ever had to write something or write about something you really didn't care about?
Yes.It's true. I think a lot of people, most of us, have had to write something that we didn't really care about. We didn't know where to start or what to say. It takes a long time and a lot of thought to make that kind of essay interesting. Well, let's go on to the next tip. Think of the essay as a three-dimensional photo of you, of who you are. Highlighting one event, activity, or relationship allows you to share your passion. Well, Rebecca...If you're sharing your passion, that means you're sharing something that you are passionate about.
Exactly, and this is a great word we would like for you to know. If you're passionate about something, this just means that you have some strong feelings about it, but really, it's something that you love.
So what are you passionate about? You know, I love learning new things. I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about getting facts right.That reminds me of Anderson Cooper from CNN. He travels to many different places. He's passionate about getting the news right and the facts right for the news.
Well, when you're writing for the news or you're reporting facts, it's important to get the facts right. But here's a question for y'all.
What's up?
What are you passionate about? Talk about that in English. One thing I'm really passionate about is
the
SC Challenge. Hey everyone, welcome to the SC Challenge, and today we have a very special player, someone you have not yet met. This is Joe.
Hey, it's good to be on the SC Challenge.
And this is your first time, isn't it?
First time, and I'm very nervous.
Oh, you're nervous?
Very nervous.
Oh, please don't be nervous, because I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
Well, I have some questions for you, and friends, see if you can answer these questions as well.Today's lesson is called Countdown to College, 10 Tips for Writing a College Essay. Do you remember when you had to write a college essay?
I do.
And did you enjoy those days?
I actually really did. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, great. Well, this is a perfect lesson for you then. The first question, according to the lesson, how can you identify an essay that doesn't work? A, it is boring and predictable.B, it has too many words. C, it is hard to read. Or D, it has no meaning.
Is the answer A, it's boring and predictable.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Well, that's correct. Good job. 1 point for Joe. Question number two. What is the first step to writing a good college essay? A, spend time thinking. Use a prompt. B is use a prompt. C is write every day. D, write about anything you want.
And the question is a good way to get started.
Yes. It's like a good way to get started, the first step.
First step.
Yes.
Maybe B, to use a prompt?
That is correct. B, use a prompt. Last question.
Last question. Okay, here we go.
What should you write about? A, something nobody cares about. B, something everybody cares about but you. C, something that is important only to you. Or D, something that doesn't take much research.
I think it's something that everyone cares about.
But you?
But me. Oh, no. Oh, no. So A is...
Something nobody cares about.
No, definitely not
B that. Is something everybody cares about but you. C is something that is important to you, to everybody. Yeah. D is something that doesn't take much research.
Probably is C, definitely not D.
Well, that is correct. C is the correct answer. Wow, Joe.
First time
you got 100%. And sweet. I'm sure, friends, you got 100% too. And take some time and write something you care about. See you next time.
Writing is always a challenge. Whatever you write, be sure to keep it focused on what you are presenting and check your facts carefully. Keep it short and give concrete examples. Read a lot. The more you read, the better you will write, because you learn different ways to express ideas when you read. Write from the start and write from the heart.
So all this talk of college essays, does it remind you of when you were applying for college?
Well, yeah, actually. And it reminded me of the different essays that I had to write while I was in university. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about something you said. Sometimes mm-hmm. we're just not passionate about what we're asked to write about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's important to spend quality time with that essay prompt if you can afford it.
So then you can become passionate about it, right?
Exactly. Or think about some angle that you really like.
That's right. Good reminder. Well, friends, we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.